Brussels, Belgium, in Belgium. And I think you used to do as a condition, as a whole family, once a month we would be doing a march around the city center. It took hours, but we would not like go slow. We would march fast, right? And pray at the same time. It was conditions that we were making, you know, to break through and get, you know, develop our movement over there. You know. But then it made me realize that this is when a group or a church or a movement does this kind of very strong condition and also together. That's the thing.
Right.
And then I remember, like once in the beginning, in the first times that we were doing this, I had a hard time following up because it was a march. It was not a walk, you know. It would get tired. But then we pushed anyway. And then all of a sudden, it's like you went through a breakthrough. You felt like almost flying. You're walking, but you feel like you're flying. And we all continue to pray. It's like this breakthrough comes even in the group, you know. Because even in the group, you pray for each other too, as well as the future of your movement. So I realized the power of...
quietly or loud?
I think that it varies and it depends on the spirit, but I think it starts kind of more on quiet side. But sometimes, you know, we raise a little bit, but not shouting. You know, we're in the streets here, we're going through the streets of downtown Brussels, right? So we can't really shout, you know, but we march, you know, like that. So the Atomium, if anybody knows about Brussels Atomium. Maybe not, it's okay. Anyway, but that made me remember that because it's very powerful. It gives a lot of spiritual insight too, you know, as we do these kind of conditions together. And then people would come join, you know. And it just makes a great wave like that, that kind of spiritual wave. Because you do it together as a group, you know.
It's very powerful. And it's that support system, so you can't falter, because you're in the group. You belong to a group. If you falter, the whole group falters, right? So you learn a lot doing that kind of thing.
It's never too late.
Testimony.